Whisper, an NPR parody podcast in no way associated with NPR, brought to you in no part by the following parody sponsors.
The Hope Hicks Halfway House for wayward former Trump staffers.
The Carter Page Carl Icahn Cloistered Community for Trump advisors whose advisory role is now being denied by Trump on the advice of his current advisors.
And the Rex Tillerson billion-dollar mansions for cabinet members who never really wanted the job in the first place and also have mansions.
I am Dave.
And I am Molly, and our voices may be low, but they are not as low as the morale at the White House.
We begin with news that the Church of Scientology launched its own television network available on Roku, Apple TV, and DirecTV.
If Scientology TV is not offered to you by your current cable provider, the Church of Scientology encourages you to aggressively harass them with ruthless cruelty.
Barely Audible Whisper obtained the following Scientology TV promotion.
You're watching Scientology TV, the one and only approved information source for Scientologists. Here's a clip from an upcoming episode of our hit show, Tom Cruise is Actually Very Tall.
Tom Cruise is actually very tall.
Wow, that was riveting television. Here's another clip.
Tom Cruise is actually very tall. I should give the Church of Scientology my money.
That is flawless logic. Why not give all of your money to the Church of Scientology while I tell you about the rest of our primetime lineup? After Tom Cruise is Actually Very Tall, don't miss John Travolta is Definitely Not Gay, starring some guy who definitely did not have sex with him.
John Travolta is definitely not gay, and I definitely did not have sex with him. I should give the Church of Scientology my money.
And don't miss the world premiere of Leah Remini is a Lying Whore.
Leah Remini is a lying whore. I should give the Church of Scientology my money.
Of course, Scientology TV isn't all celebrity gossip and giving Scientology your money. There's also news programming and giving Scientology your money.
Today in Scientology News, Tom Cruise is actually very tall, John Travolta is not gay, and Leah Remini is a lying whore. In other news, give the Church of Scientology your money.
Mental health programming and giving Scientology your money.
Psychiatry is a lie. Give Scientology your money.
And of course, children's programming and giving Scientology your money.
Hey kids, I'm Molesty, the Child Molesting Church of Scientology camp counselor. Everything bad that happens to you is your fault, so make sure your parents give Scientology their money.
It's 9 p.m. Do you know where your children are? If so, you are a horrible parent.
Your children are obstacles to achieving the highest and most expensive levels of Scientology. Give your children to me and give your money to Scientology.
Scientology TV would like to remind Scientologists that if they do not watch Scientology TV, they will be severely punished. Scientology TV, because your money isn't going to give itself to Scientology.
Scientology.
CNN war correspondent Christian Amanpour is debuting a new series called Sex and Love Around the World.
The series stands in stark contrast to Amanpour's usual brave but often gut-wrenching coverage of war zones and humanitarian crisis.
Barely Audible Whisper obtained a sneak peek of Amanpour's new project.
Hello, I'm war correspondent Christiane Amanpour. I've seen horrific things, and I need to get laid.
Oh, yes, yes, yes!
I'm coming to you live from the bedroom of Stephen and Vanessa, where passionate Stephen is utilizing the leverage of the headboard to impact Vanessa with bombardment of thrust of epic velocity.
Who are you?
What a weird use of the word bombardment.
A disoriented Stephen dismounts an embarrassed Vanessa, who takes shelter beneath a blanket.
How do you know our names?
That's Christian Amanpour. Her reporting is remarkably accurate.
The most obvious casualty of my inappropriate for the occasion style of reporting is the once proud erection no longer being maintained by Stephen.
Get out of our house!
Stephen and Vanessa, once a happy and sexually fulfilled couple, are now suffering the post-traumatic stress of a war correspondent's ill-advised series about sex. Doctors say the erection Stephen first lost when he first became confused by my announcing the epic velocity of his thrusting may never return. Try as she might, Vanessa cannot stop thinking about my unusual use of the word bombardment. This is hard.
That's what Stephen no longer says.
Oh, that's real funny.
Sexual frustration has turned to resentment as insults explode across the kitchen like IEDs across Afghanistan. The cruelty of verbal warfare escalates as each side attacks the other insecurities with the vicious precision that can only come from intimate knowledge. The merciless insanity of sexless cohabitation finally devolves into the madness of mutual assured destruction.
You're just like your mother!
Suddenly a ceasefire as each side assess their own emotional casualties. War is hell.
Why are you still in our house?
Don't you talk to Christian Amanpour like that. She's a legend in the field of journalism, but she's not on SportsCenter, so you probably don't even know who she is.
You are so goddamn condescending.
The ceasefire has ended, and I longed for the days when I was being shot at by terrorists. I'm war correspondent Christiane Amanpour. I have seen horrific things, but I don't need to get laid this badly.
In Trump Russia news,
or as Fox News calls it, the Hillary Clinton Benghazi uranium pantsuit scandal,
Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee, the only House committee investigating Russia's interference in American elections, made a sudden announcement, without consulting Democrats on their committee, that they were ending their investigation.
By filing this report, Barely Audible Whisper, which is a comedy show, is now officially doing more investigative work into Russia's election meddling than the United States House of Representatives.
I am reporting to you live from the Capitol, where a spokesperson for Republican members of the House Intelligence Committee is reading aloud from the 150-page report ending their investigation.
Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton!
Meanwhile, charismaless human pencil Adam Schiff, the top Democrat on the Intelligence Committee and National Tattletale, released a strongly worded response.
You guys, this is poopy caca. Purely political poopy caca.
Representative Schiff, a previously little-known Democrat, has risen to national prominence due to his pivotal role on the House Intelligence Committee. Every time a witness refused to answer his questions, he rushed in front of news cameras to tattle.
You guys, Donald Trump Jr. refused to answer my questions. This is totally unfair, you guys.
Representative Schiff vows to continue investigating.
You guys, I'm gonna continue investigating. The truth must come out, you guys. Also, this is the first time in my life I've been important, and I don't want to give that up. I'm somebody now, you guys.
As the reading of the Republican report continues...
Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, therefore, Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, and of course Hillary Clinton, not to mention Hillary Clinton.
Representative Schiff reads his report in a failed attempt at not sounding pathetic.
You guys, the Republicans are not doing any investigating, even though this is investigation, and so we're supposed to investigate. It says so in the title, you guys.
Thankfully, the incredibly stupid, albeit refreshingly less nagging Republican report appears to be wrapping up.
Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton. Furthermore, Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, in addition to Hillary Clinton, establishes Hillary Clinton as Hillary Clinton. Because Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, notwithstanding Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Hillary, and so, in conclusion, Hillary Clinton.
Meanwhile, Representative Schiff continues talking, even though nobody except for Rachel Maddow is listening.
History will judge the Republicans so harshly, you guys. Republicans better watch out, because history is totally mad at them.
Oh no! Representative Schiff just stopped for an interview with a reporter from Fox News, who was literally spanking him with a rolled-up copy of the 150-page Republican report.
Hillary Clinton!
Cut it out!
Hillary Clinton! Hillary Clinton! Hillary Clinton!
I'm telling history on you!
Thankfully, the merciless spanking of Representative Schiff will come to an eventual end with the eventual release of Robert Mueller's investigation.
Robert Mueller!
No!
The mere mention of Robert Mueller has sent Republicans and Fox News personalities into a frenzied panic, freeing Representative Schiff to run and tattle to history.
History? The Republicans are being super mean to me.
Meanwhile, House Republicans, no longer burdened with the task of not really investigating, can refocus their efforts on not really governing.
President Trump fired Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in a tweet. A spokesperson for the State Department confirmed to CNN that Secretary Tillerson only learned he had been fired when he read the president's tweet.
The spokesperson, who revealed to CNN that Tillerson found out he was fired on Twitter, was fired for revealing to CNN that Tillerson found out he was fired on Twitter.
Sources will not confirm how that guy found out he was fired for fear of being fired.
If I had a nickel for every high-level Trump administration official who had quit or had been fired, I'd be rich.
The Trump administration's turnover rate is now officially too high to keep track of using traditional numeric measurements, causing analysts to use a cliched system of hypothetical nickels.
In a related story, Barely Audible Whisper can neither confirm nor deny the rumor, we are starting, that Jared Kushner is financing 665 Fifth Avenue through secret payments of hypothetical nickels.
We at Barely Audible Whisper believe that Rex Tillerson's unique role as Secretary of State has gone largely unappreciated. In order to create the sense of gravitas that we believe this story deserves, the following report is narrated by Morgan Freeman.
Rex was an oil man. As the CEO of ExxonMobil, Rex dipped his drill bit into so many wells that, as sex metaphors go, he should have been the one who drilled down on Stormy Daniels.
I did a lot of morally questionable things for oil, but I never did that.
And if oil is, as legend has it, the tea in Texas, Rex the Texan found so much oil in Russia that it accounted for the R, the U, and both S's. Rex struck a deal with Vladimir Putin for $500 billion worth of Russian black gold, only to watch the beautiful brightness of black gold blotted out by brutal sanctions at the behest of Barack Obama.
I was personally awarded a Medal of Friendship by Vladimir Putin.
In ordinary times, the job of Secretary of State would never be offered to someone with no experience, and conflicts of interest that were even larger than Donald Trump's hands are tiny. But these are not ordinary times. Rex became Secretary of State despite flags so red they seemed to be soaked in millions of proverbial Megyn Kellys, bleeding from millions of proverbial wherevers.
I didn't want to be Secretary of State, but I felt compelled to take the job out of a sense of duty to country. Exactly which country, I cannot say.
As Secretary of State, Rex was poised to lift Russian sanctions with the ease of a carefree and shirtless Putin, joyfully riding a horse with the effortless masculinity of John Wayne Swagger and a Fabio kiss.
I was gonna lift Russian sanctions.
But fate has a way of intervening. Fate took the form of the unanimous conclusion among intelligence agencies that Russia had interfered in our election as part of an orchestrated effort to taint the White House with the incompetent orange tint of Donald Trump. And fate was not finished. After all, intelligence agencies are as tight-lipped as a Roy Moore prom date. So fate tapped BuzzFeed. Fate plucked BuzzFeed from the irrelevant idiocy of time-wasting online quizzes and thrust her into the spotlight that can only be grabbed by the abandonment of journalistic standards. BuzzFeed published the now infamous dossier that covered America like a Russian hooker in the urine of a second Russian hooker. Indeed, treason, like a yeast infection, was born in hooker urine.
Domestic policies made lifting sanctions untenable.
What happens to a $500 billion dream deferred? Does it fester like a raisin in the sun? Of course not. It's worth $500 billion. Putin simply swaggered his shirtless machismo onto a different horse. Rex fired so many high-level diplomats from the State Department that its hallways are now as cavernous and empty as Stormy Daniels' vagina. A well-staffed State Department is as essential to American foreign policy strength as a deflated football is to Tom Brady. It works best when it's not noticed, but without it, we're going to lose the Super Bowl to a second-string quarterback. Soft power is more than the euphemism Stormy Daniels uses to describe Donald Trump's lovemaking.
I decimated the State Department under the guise of budget cuts. I made Putin so happy, he would have smiled if he were physically capable of smiling.
Rex was Larry to Putin's Moe and Trump's Curly. He was a good stooge, but he was not a big enough idiot to be a useful idiot. And when you work for an idiot like Trump, not being an idiot is an idiotic move.
I knew it would get me in trouble, but I read information, studied data, and thought strategically.
Rex did something that was foreign to the Trump administration, and we all know how Trump feels about things that are foreign. He was good at his job. Not good at his job in the sense of actually being good at his job, but being less bad at his job than his terrible at their job peers. Rex Tillerson is a good Secretary of State, the same way Fox News' Shepard Smith is a good journalist.
I called President Trump a moron.
It would be 4 months before Rex summoned the courage to speak the truth again. And, as any bullied child can tell you, calling a moron will get your head dunked in a flushing toilet and your tighty-whities stretched to a mystical realm where elastic challenges the very laws of physics. And so, Rex, completely out of wearable underwear, committed the ultimate Trump administration sin.
I blame Russia for something that Russia obviously did.
After a year of being poked in the eye by Curly, the wind-up windmill head conk that finally took this stooge out was delivered on Moe's orders. The billionaire oil man, whose life was solely devoted to making money, has himself become a hypothetical nickel.
Thank you for listening to this archived, we should have done it earlier, but we did not do it earlier for reasons that are complicated, episode of Barely Audible Whisper, brought to you and made possible by writer and co-host Dave Baldwin, co-host and actress Molly Brown, writer and actor Daniel Carter Brown, actors Robin Ward and Corey Burns.